How would you likely have approached him outside a protocol setting? And how are you approaching these patients outside a protocol setting?
Again, I look at the patient's age and their comorbid conditions. And so for him, a relatively healthy 61-year-old, I would have used R-hypercVAD and followed it probably with a stem cell transplant. Now, for an older patient with some comorbidities, I have used R-CHOP and I have consolidated with radioimmunotherapy. And actually, that has been reported also from an ECOG trial. Mitch Smith looked at R-CHOP and consolidation with Zevalin and found that patients had a durable response much better than R-CHOP alone. Now, what you have to remember, I think he only used 4 cycles of R-CHOP. When I use it, I do 6 cycles of R-CHOP, try to get as good a complete remission as I can, and then consolidate with Zevalin. And I've done that off-study with 5 patients. 2 of those patients are out 4 years and have not relapsed. 2 other patients relapsed, and 1 patient died.